T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, Ken, it has been 2 years since we had Caesar in the studio, and I'm beginning to realize why. As we were playing the intro, why?
Yeah,
you can't keep this man focused. He was yelling at Chris Ello through the window.
His probation officer finally cut off the ankle bracelet, so we're thrilled. We're thrilled to have him here.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. Yes, Caesar, along with Burgeon Beer and Mackenzie, have joined us in the studio. Happy Friday night, you guys. Ken was just hanging out in your tasting room earlier this week and decided, hey, man, I got a great idea who to bring in on Friday night, and somehow he rooked you into this. You brought 5 beers, and I know also Wednesday you had put on tickets for sale for your 3rd anniversary that's coming up.
Golf clap, like it.
Yay! Yeah.
All right, what are we starting off with? It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's
a Pils, yeah. So this is our Pistol Pilsner, available on draft. And actually, Caesar, I see you reaching for this beer all the time. The one quick thing that I will say about this is, if you don't know what Pistol, P-I-S-T-I-L, stands for, it actually has botanical roots. So that's one of the things that we go for.
The pistil and the stamen.
There we go. Hey,
those are the naughty parts of a flower.
I almost beeped him when he said that.
I'll show you my stamen.
But yeah, so Caesar, calm down, Caesar.
I'll hold that hope. Like Mackenzie said, this is just a beautifully done German-style Pilsner, 5.2%. It's in that nice, you know, crushable wheelhouse, that everyday drinking, porch drinking beer. I can't give it enough descriptors, but yeah, this is a beer that primarily, something that we'll talk about later, expansion is happening because of a beer like this.
When I was at your tasting room on Wednesday, I had one pint of this beer. I wanted 3. It's like a potato chip. You can't drink just one. Right. It is so good. With every sip, you just want another one.
I like that analogy because it's like a potato chip. That's crisp.
Yeah.
It's really, really crisp and easily drinking.
Hey, check out the
drinking.
Big brain on Jeremy.
Occasionally have my moments.
It's the Hawaiian joint. We're so well known for what we do in the IPA style, the
Trivana,
the hazies. Yeah, but I feel that the people that aren't familiar really should get familiar, because our lager offerings are through the roof. Anthony is a fantastic brewer. I won't tell him to his face.
Don't ever tell a brewer that they've done a good job. Yeah. You'll never hear the end of it.
Our lighter offerings, I would put up there against any beer in San Diego. They're that good.
Now if I could just get this in, you know, stovepipe cans and in a six-pack, I'm good to go.
Hint.
We brought a 32-ounce.
Now we wrap this up, and I try to squeeze the next beer out of Caesar. Let's start the program off with this, inspired by you. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Caesar, are you going to be done texting anytime soon?
Probably not.
I'm omnipresent.
This is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Well, then explain to me, Mr. Omnipresent, the next beer. I noticed the can is really cool. And I'm not just talking about the kiwi, but the branding behind Burgeon Beer is rad. And I love the logo. There's also a lot of meaning to that, isn't there?
If you've ever seen our logo, it's a pint glass that's surrounded by sun rays with kind of roots extending out from the base. And we kind of, after having looked and investigated in the brand and looking at our audience, we kind of figured out at the core of it really is craft beer is at the center of our logo. But then, of course, we're rooted here in our community. All 3 of our founders are from North County.
Born and raised.
And we are just so excited and proud to have a vibrant community up there. And then, of course, we're here in San Diego, so the sun rays kind of signify our placement here in Southern California. Yeah. And
it really embodies what the brewery is all about, too, because I know you guys have done a beer that also gives back to it's something about buy a pine and you plant a tree,
reclaim the wild. That's something that we work with the National Forest Foundation.
That's really cool to have a company that, you know, not only really makes really good beer but also helps the environment and gives back to the community.
We definitely have an investment in the community.
Why is the kiwi wearing glasses?
There was an incident.
Oh.
Now, Clever Kiwi is a beer that I think, you're not supposed to choose favorites. I will. This is my favorite beer we make.
It smells like an IPA.
Yep.
Nelson, isn't it?
Yeah, it smells like an IPA. It looks like an IPA. Then you take a sip, and it's just that...
citrus burst.
Clean, tropical... I'm at a loss for words.
What inspired this? I mean, how did this recipe come along?
We got to hand select our hops from a New Zealand farm. And by we, I mean Anthony, Derek, and Matt, because, you know... When Mackenzie and I get to go on trips, it's here to the radio station. That's in New Zealand.
I'm sure they sent you
guys who had more fun.
Weird.
So that just kind of inspired them to do a little bit of a different style of beer than what you normally would see with the Nelson, which is around here usually a forward IPA.
And I don't know why there aren't more beers like this out there.
It's my favorite beer, and just look how easy drinking this is. 5%. You could have more than one.
This is single hopped, right? This is just Nelson.
No, it's actually
Nelson and Saphir.
So that Saphir gives off a lot of that. You know that German noble, that dry Christmas.
I was wondering because like Nelson has a certain amount of tropicalness to it, but there's none of that kind of grounding.
Right.
This feels like it had something else in there.
Yeah, that Saphir gives it that nice base layer, and then the Nelson just kind of takes over with that weedy, grassy, nice tropical.
It helps you know that you're drinking a Pilsner, because without that, I would think this was an IPA.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like a cool bridge between styles that I feel like is inviting to this particular beer, but... Yeah.
I did notice that this one didn't come out of a crowler. This one came out of a 4-pack of cans. Is this out in the world in distribution right now?
It is.
This tastes like something you could only get in a tasting room.
No. It's you can find it at all your specialty stores like Whole Foods, BevMo's.
Holiday Wine Cellar and Escondido.
Come on, Mark gets everything he wants.
Of course he does. Well, yeah.
Kind of like somebody else I know. Kind of like you, Caesar.
Does my ex-wife know that? I'm kidding.
Man.
On that note, we're going to take a break. And we come back, I got a couple of songs to go with this, and I'm going to squeeze another beer out of Caesar. Honestly, Caesar, I made this decision. I'm going to quit asking you questions because Mackenzie's the one who knows everything that I need to know about the beer you brought tonight.
I was told there'd be no math, so.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Ken Wright. Mackenzie and Caesar from Burgeon Beer have joined us. We've already polished off two amazing, amazing beers you need to get in your life. Clever Kiwi, your Nelson Pilsner, and Pistol, which references what, Ken?
The naughty part of a flower.
So you mentioned this Wednesday. You put on tickets for sale for your anniversary. Mm-hmm. You guys are, you've grown up to be 3 years old January.
We act like we're one and a half.
We're very excited about this anniversary party. It's a chance for us to kind of invite some of our very favorite breweries in the nation to come and join us.
You care to name drop?
Foam coming in from Vermont. Yeah. Super stoked about them. Aslan's coming in.
Ocelot. There's a Pint House from Arizona who we've done a collaboration.
Austin. Yeah. Pint House.
Austin, sorry. Russian River coming down from Northern California.
Never heard of them.
I like what you've done in terms of an anniversary celebration. It's not just a normal runabout beer fest where you're just featuring a bunch of beers, a bunch of rare beers. You've actually gone out and brought people that you don't normally see in San Diego here. It's a lot like what I think one of the greatest beer things we have in San Diego is Collabapalooza, because you're drinking a bunch of beers you were never going to see again.
Well, the premise last year was people that we've collaborated with and we've kind of done a really amazing projects. And then this year it's people that we will be collaborating with or people that we just have a deep appreciation for. Modern Times, Pure Project, Society, a little bit further north, Green Cheek.
It's, Alvarado Street.
You pick such slacker breweries. How are you expected to sell tickets to this thing? Speaking of, how much are tickets anyways?
55 each.
Worth it.
Yeah.
If you
use the code Caesar, you actually will get nothing in return and you might not be able to buy tickets.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about it in a little bit. I want to talk about the beer you poured out in front of me now. I can already tell this is your Trevana IPA. It is got such a unique thumbprint. It's got such a pronounced flavor. This is the beer that keeps the lights on, isn't it?
It really is. This is our flagship beer that's last year it won the Sorai Beer Cup for best beer in San Diego. It's the reason that we've installed two new 60-barrel fermenters. We're currently brewing this at about 90 barrels a month, and we're upping that to about 120.
Do you have enough space for that right now?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Speaking of which, we just actually, if you're on our Instagram page, we've been like kind of live streaming some of the new additions to our tank arsenal. And
pay attention to our Instagram. There's a wonderful person that runs that, and it does a pretty tremendous job. I don't want to drop names, but Mackenzie.
Sounds like what straight is, beer porn. Yeah.
What is Instagram?
Okay, boomer.
Just so we can thumbnail sketch, what is Trevana IPA?
West Coast, beautiful, just dry, bitter, but we've got a little bit of that new flair, tropical, easy drinkingness into it, 7.3%.
But that's one of those things with this particular beer, and, you know, speaking with Anthony about, like, our approach to IPAs, there's, like, rather than try to throw a bitter bomb somewhere just for the sake of, like, how bittering with hops can end up with that kind of result, we want balance. We want to achieve fruit characteristics. We want the entire, like, aromatic and palate experience that you get from a beer.
Like you, it's the full package.
Yeah. You see how he made eye contact when he said that?
That wasn't just eye contact, sir.
Whoa! Goodness gracious.
And now that it's heating up, I'm going to turn the AC on and play this song. We'll be back with another beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Caesar, get your hands off me. Ken, I'm starting to pick up a theme here as we drink beer in between songs. The Instagram for Burgeon Beer is where we need to go for everything. And
absolutely.
At Burgeon Beer. Please follow along or visit our website, which will soon be a new revamped, amazing website.
Well, we're also launching an online store next week.
Stop it.
Wow.
Yep.
So we can get the merch, but we can't get the beer.
Not yet.
We got beer here in the studio, though.
Yeah. Actually, we do have a beer here in the studio, and I'm digging the can on this. This is hazy.
I'm so glad you brought up the can, because that's one of those things that, like, we love thinking a lot about before we kind of publish this thing or get it out. With Juice Press, this is a hugely tropical IPA, hopped with Galaxy, Vic's Secret, Citra, and Simcoe. You get some major, major tropical fruit vibes. True to its name, Juice Press. The can itself is like this gradient from this beautiful kind of lemony yellow all the way down to a poppin' orange.
You know, it looks almost like a tequila sunrise.
There we go. That's it.
I would like to talk more about tequila.
I'm gobsmacked.
You're speechless.
I honestly, it reminds me of a tequila sunrise.
So this is a year-round hazy IPA for us. This is as part of our core group, along with Pistol Pills, Canopy Tour, Clever Kiwi, and Trivana, one of the four beers that you can always find from us. And I think it fits that hazy category, which Anthony and the boys have done a great job of knocking out of the park really, really well. We have our own proprietary yeast strain that we have for our hazies, so you get a little bit of a different characteristic than you would find elsewhere. You don't get that heavy overloading.
That's not gritty.
No residual sweetness.
So yeah, it gives you that nice, clean, bitter West Coast finish, which is weird to think of in a hazy, but it really does. That beer has so many elemental flavors to it, and it takes care of what the hazy profile should do while still lending way to the old school homage.
Dude, that was beautiful what you just said.
Clap.
We're gonna golf clap Caesar off the 18th green as he finished that putt for a double eagle. We're gonna take a break and
touchdown.
We come back and I hate you. Just play
home run.
Play the spots. God, I really didn't want tonight to end. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist Ken Wright, my friend Caesar, and my new friend Mackenzie from Burgeon Beer. Oh, with the holiday season around, there's lots of parties going on. Yours is going to be your third anniversary next month. What was the date on that again?
In January 18th. And speaking of the space that we have at Burgeon and holiday parties, we are now going to be expanding. We bought Suite A in the same building as us. We're going to be building a 2,500 square foot gold box.
Well, you guys didn't take over the yoga studio next door, did you?
What we did is our business, and I didn't know that Yoda had a studio next to us.
Because I am still doing that downward dog.
Be on the lookout for that, and we may potentially have a big announcement coming up soon about a brand new tasting room.
All right, let's get into one last beer. I alluded to this earlier in the program, talking about one of the beers that you do that actually blew my mind, because every pint that you buy, you give a tree.
We do.
I have so many questions about this. So, first of all, how did this come about?
We were actually so fortunate that we got to partner up with the National Forest Foundation, so everything that we do with this beer is in conjunction with them. So as of this point, we've already planted a shade under 19,000 trees.
Whoa.
Shut the front door.
Yep.
How long have you been making this beer?
In April, it'll be a year.
In a year, you've planted almost 20,000 trees.
And by the time this batch is over, which you are having now, and which will be our last batch of this beer, we will reach 25,000 trees, which is our goal. And again, the first 5,000 trees went up to the areas affected by the campfire. The remaining 13,000 or so were chosen by them in different areas that they deemed necessary. But yeah, so every time you pick up a can of this beer, every time you go into a local restaurant, bar, or tasting room and order a pint, we're planting a tree.
A lot of our accounts have done this incredible thing where we'll have these sort of match nights where
they'll match a donation.
Wow. So when you buy a pint of this Reclaim the Wild at one of these particular events, you're actually planting two trees.
And we're not making a cent off of this beer. This beer is all for profit to the National Forest Foundation.
Wow. Wait, you make nothing off
this?
Nothing. Here's the thing. It's a good beer, too.
It's fantastic. It's a great beer.
It's delicious.
It's a really good beer.
It also kind of represents something that we really try to embody with a lot of the different things that we do in our brewery. But like, beer has a place in society in this. Not to zoom out too much, but like, we share it as a community. It's something that we can all join around from a finished product. But if you work backwards and you think about, you know, the water source, when you think about the agricultural efforts that go into producing beer, how all of those things kind of foster back into community and then go right back into that cycle is just a really cool thing. And that's something that Burgeon's really all about, you know?
I think I'm officially in love with you guys.
Oh, well, we love you too.
I mean, Caesar already knows that.
Yeah.
And what's love got to do with it?
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
I will not Pelly Beyonce, but we're going to do something else. We're done for tonight. Thank you for hanging out with us. We will see you with more beer next Friday night. Virgin,
adios.
I love you.
We
cheers.
Love you. Dad, please come home.
Have a good Friday night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.